Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Episode 90. Oh, ho,
ho. Well, thank you, Ed.
Hey, hi again. My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week podcast, and I'm really, really excited about this week's episode. For those of you who are new to all this, I try to make this a compilation of interviews, old and new, bits from my radio days, anything else I can dig up. This is a pretty much a cheaper form of therapy without having to actually do radio. Now, this week, I'm digging up some of my all-time favorite bits and blending them together with the voices of the media types and entertainers I've worked with over the years. I put out an all call, sent out an email, asking some of my longtime friends to say a few words about Christmas, where they are, what they're doing these days, and I'll be honest, I haven't even heard some of these yet. So sit down, relax, and get ready to be all Christmased right after this important commercial message. It's the holiday season, a time of joy for most people. But for some, the shopping, the decorating, the relatives, the food, the pressure, the stress just gets to be a bit too much.
Well, when you put it that way.
You should try Christmastia, a completely non-natural mood-enhancing formula made especially for the holiday season.
Is it safe?
Try it for yourself.
Well, sure.
Christmastia goes to work almost immediately.
Wow, you're right. I feel great. Merry Christmas, everybody.
So if the holidays are tough on you, add some joy to your world with Christmastia.
Well, wait a minute. You never answered my question. Is it safe?
Absolutely. Have your affairs in order before taking Christmastia.
Huh?
Use only as directed. Christmastia may cause slight discomfort, itching, or anxiety attacks. It may also give you thoughts of quitting your job, wanting to watch TV shows with Honey Boo Boo, or become a Chicago Cubs fan.
Pardon
Christmastia
me?
Is not approved for people with more than one toe.
Huh?
You should not take it if you breathe, drive a car, or drink water.
Really?
And while on Christmastia, call immediately if you experience blue skin, melting kneecaps, or start growing a tail.
Seriously?
Tell your doctor right away if your arms fall off.
Now how am I going to wrap presents?
If you start to experience memory loss, call the phone number we gave you earlier.
Huh?
Make it a Merry Christmas for as long as you're around.
What?
With Christmastia.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here on the Tim Hunter Broadcasting Network. Hi, this is Matt Reedy, old friend of Tim's, going back to his KLSY days when I was doing the morning show at Smooth Jazz down the hall. One of the funniest people I've ever had the good fortune of knowing. Could always count on Tim to have a smile on his face and something good to say as we started our days early back then. I am living in Los Angeles now and have the good fortune of doing some movies and television shows and some voiceover stuff as well. It's been a pretty quick 11 years down here. And one of the people I miss most there in Seattle is this guy, Tim Hunter. Let me just say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And thank you for listening to Tim's podcast. Be well, everybody.
Hey, Clement Seymour, can we go toy shopping?
Ho, 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 ho. How many more of these do I have to do?
Just keep going, Santa.
Ho, 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 everything on eBay. This is helping awesome.
Oh, oh. People are asking what's with the gifts this year. It's complicated. I'll try to make it clear. Expect something used, just ran out of time. I know what you're saying.
Damn, that's a singing bass wall sign.
Thought I'd try out a newfangled hybrid sleigh. You know, to help out the reindeer along the way. The night before, took a fully loaded test flight. Should have known it was going too smoothly that night. Back home, I was just about to brag when I turned to the elves, and my bag was gone. must have dropped it somewhere.
I just found Santa's bag.
Oh, yeah?
Landed in my backyard like a rocket.
Where do you live?
I'm selling everything on eBay.
Great.
This is elfing awesome.
So this Christmas, brace yourself for gifts that aren't new. Salvation Army and Goodwill, what else could I do? They fell out somewhere near Fontana. This year will be a lot more Miley Cyrus than Hannah Montana.
I just found Santa's bag.
Learn a new lyric.
Backyard like a rocket.
Oh.
I'm selling everything on eBay.
Yeah.
This is elfing awesome.
Hey, is that Mrs. Claus' coat?
Yeah, mine was in the bag we lost. This works, it's just a little tight on... Oh, think that's funny, huh? How do you feel about coal?
Hello, this is the comedy of two voices in one, Mark Merchant. Two voices in my head, two voices that I produced. I'm a comedy ventriloquist.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And I'm not moving my lips. My good buddy Tim Hunter is my go-to guy for my comedy needs, specialty gigs that I have, whether I'm working a cruise or a nudist colony or whatever. That was great getting together with him in Seattle at Pike's Marketplace and having a wonderful seafood meal. My favorite Christmas memory is the fact that it was Christmas of 1964 that I received my Danny O'Day doll. Remember Danny O'Day? I learned ventriloquism from a record by Jimmy Nelson. Danny O'Day and Farfel. Danny O'Day would sing,
Oh, N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes a very nice chocolate.
And I can tell the voice is challenged, and I'm on a cruise right now, so I need to guard my voice. So I do want to wish my Christian friends a very, very Merry Christmas, to my Jewish friends a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy Kwanzaa. Is Kwanzaa a holiday or an airline? I'm not sure. And so no one is left out. To my atheist friends, good luck. This is Mark Merchant, and as my puppet Reverend Wonderful would say, thank you and God bless you. It's a joy to have you come into our home. It's a great joy to come into your checkbooks. Thank you.
Fuzzy 108.5, the official Christmas station, where once again it's time to help the less fortunate by giving someone randomly selected from the hundreds and hundreds of heartbreaking letters we receive every day a large amount of cash they don't realize they need to pay taxes on. So we're calling Mr. Frank Watzwankel, a Burian, and hoping he'll be able to...
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Watzwankel.
Frank is not home at the moment and is unable to...
Oh, it sounds
to...
like he's not at home.
Oh, so, wait. Is this one of the radio stations I wrote to?
Yes. Is this Frank?
Yes, it sure is.
Frank, this is Fuzzy 108.5.
Why did you say so?
Well, we'd like to give you some holiday cash and brighten up your spirits.
Oh, well, I'm touched. That's really wonderful.
I'd like to share with our listeners the letter you sent about your unfortunate situation.
Yeah, things would be pretty bleak around here without all that money you're going to give me.
It says here that you recently received some unfortunate health news.
Yeah, my poor wife.
It says here it's about your dog.
My dog.
You want to tell the story yourself?
Well, I could try. She...
He...
He...
It says that he ran out in front of...
A truck?
Cadillac, Camry,
Corolla?
A car.
Oh, yeah, a car. I thought you were wondering what kind.
And says he was almost...
killed, maimed.
You had it right on your second guess.
Maimed, killed, got it, yeah.
Mr. Watzwankel, I have a feeling you don't really have an injured dog.
Oh, sure I do. Oh, see, you hurt her feelings.
His?
His feelings.
I'm sorry, Mr. Watzwankel. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to give you this holiday cash.
Well, then I'm never going to listen to Fuzzy 108.3.
Too low.
Eight,
too high.
Six,
almost.
Five.
That's it.
Yeah. ever again.
Have a nice holiday, Mr. Watzwankel.
Well, all right. Hey, while I got you on the phone, can I make a request for...
Hi, Tim. Peter Lukovich here, former host of KLSY's Lights Out, and that guy they called the JD by day and the DJ by night. Still practicing law, speaking of JD in the North Seattle area. My primary focus right now is the tow truck industry of the state of Washington, so I've gone from criminal defense to tow trucks and everything in between over my many years of practicing law. Linda and I are still living in the Lake City area. Both of our boys, Tom and Rob, have grown up and started their own family. In fact, Tom and his wife have given us two beautiful grandchildren who are nearby, and so that's what fills a lot of our days and special times together with the family. As far as my KLSY family goes, wow, there's a lot of memories, and when I pause and think about some of the things that meant the most to me, I think the KLSY Teddy Bear Patrol was just off the charts. The way that the community responded to that tradition, and the fact that my boys got to participate and wear the teddy bear costume and go out in the community and make that message come to life was something that I will always cherish, and I know they do too. They still talk about it to this day, even when they're 35 years old. It seems like it was just yesterday to them. I also remember working with you and Bruce and Alice at the top of the Space Needle and New Year's Eve and various other community events, including the 4th of July at Lake Union. I think we even broadcast out there on one of those big yachts or something one year. I also recall that snowy winter evening at a church on Mercer Island when Gary Robb pulled the whole station, all the staff together to do some team building, and you and I'm not sure went out into the community and brought back, wasn't it Ray Ramsey from Como, the weather forecaster, and he became part of the project and helped us to be successful that evening, and it snowed beautifully. The other thing about KLSY that I remember fondly is how helpful and warm everyone was, especially my mentor, supervisor Bobby Irwin, Kelly Marshall. I really appreciate the help they gave the guy with really no experience who showed up as the new kid on the block, no pun intended. Hey, wishing you and the KLSY family the best of the holiday season. May your 2017 be filled with many blessings and good health. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Mike West. Happy holidays to you. Hello, Tim. Tim and I probably started in radio at around the same time. I went to Nathan Hale High School. We kind of got KNHC C89.5 off the ground. And because of that fine radio station and the incredible instructors, especially Larry Adams, who is now retired at Olympia, most of us that went through the program ended up in radio or in other media. So I've been working in radio since, because of high school, 1973. Hoo-hoo, Nelly. After I left radio, I didn't want to, you know, sit on my tush and do nothing. So I built a little studio in the house, and I started doing freelance voice work like I did during my career. I don't know what happened, but I seem to be busier now in retirement than I was when I was not retired. Cool thing is, for the most part these days, you're working out of your house. People either call you on an ISDN line, phone patch, or they just let you do what you do and you hope for the best. That's what I'm doing now. Oh, and I'm kind of a crazy coffee nut, even though I never drank coffee when I was in radio. I don't know why, but I take barista classes, latte art classes, stuff like that, and I have a really fancy schmancy espresso machine and grinder, which cost as much as our first home. And I have a very understanding wife who, fortunately, likes the coffee I make. So that's what I do these days. What an exciting life after radio. So Tim and I have known each other throughout the years. Tim worked at KLSY, I worked at KISW, KXRX, and The Mountain. And now, in retirement, I guess, from radio at least, I do a Sunday Beatles show on KZOK called Breakfast with the Beatles. Delicious! So Tim asked about the holidays and traditions and what we like most about the holiday. I like when it's over. Nah, not really. We just had our first grandkid. His name is Crosby. Crosby Vincent Long. My real name is Vinny, so I got middle billing. Pretty cool. So having our first grandchild experience his first Christmas, sort of, he's only 7 months old, will be pretty awesome. We have two children. One is 30, the other is 33. Our 33-year-old is the one who gave birth to Crosby. Our daughter works for a real estate company called Sweet Living. It's a little boutique real estate company that sells homes to people like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to say this, but heard Avita. I didn't say that. And our son is a musician who has had a pretty good career. He graduated from Paul McCartney's school called Lipa in Liverpool, signed a record deal with a great label called Merge, and has even played on national TV like Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, band is called Telekinesis.
Plug.
So anyway, we all get together here on Christmas Eve. My wife, like Tim's wife, is Norwegian, so Christmas Eve is our big deal. And my wife cooks traditional Norwegian food. We have a great day. Neighbors stop by, and yeah, it's pretty awesome. Christmas Day is recovery day. We just sit around and watch TV probably, or go to a movie or something. But yeah, for the most part, Christmas is pretty darn awesome. So with that, I would like to wish Tim's podcasting listeners a happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, and anything else you celebrate, I hope it's happy. Okay?
Got a special message from Prince George.
Yeah, a very merry happy Christmas, and send me jacket back. It's cold.
John.
Gary Crimble and Manny Rudolph.
Ringo.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, see you soon.
Paul.
Lots of luck and many presents and happy Crimble. That's all, I think.
Thank you for listening. Now back to Tim's regular podcast. I'm Mike West.
From heaven, it's the Tonight Show Christmas special with Johnny Carson. Johnny's special guests tonight and every night, Bob Hope and Rodney Dangerfield, along with Doc Simonson and the NBC Orchestra, except for Doc, who hasn't joined us yet. And now, here's Johnny.
Thank you, Ed.
Ho, 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 ho.
Boy, you're easy tonight.
Ho, 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 ho.
How about if I tell a joke first before you start laughing?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, forget it. May a diseased puma back into your linen closet.
Ho, ho,
whatever that means. And now, please welcome my first guest, Mr. Bob Hope.
Thank you, thank you. It's great to be back here. Of course, where else am I going to go? I want to tell you the best thing about being in heaven is that when I play golf, I can finally shoot my age. I'm at the age now where the cost of the candles is more than the cake. I'm afraid that's all the time I have.
That's how we keep it heaven. Oh, shut up, Ed. Now, please welcome to the stage the one, the only, and thank God for that, Mr. Rodney Dangerfield.
I gotta tell you, since I got here, I've learned way too much about my family. My ancestors were so dumb. During the Civil War, they fought for the West. Well, the good news is, I'm seeing relatives I haven't seen in years. Well, like my uncle. His dying wish was to have me sitting in his lap. He was in the electric chair.
And that's all the time we have this week, folks.
Are you kidding me? I was just getting warmed up.
Well, if you need warming up, you know where you can go. If he laughs at one more thing I say, I'll go there with you. That's it. Good night, everyone, and have a very Merry Christmas. Kid, not funny. Knock it off. That was not a...
Hi, this is Bruce Fulton, and I first met Tim back in 1980 over at KMWX Radio in Yakima. He had just come on as working the 6 to midnight shift. I was pretty new in the business, so doing the graveyard thing at that time, and Tim kind of became an early mentor to me, and a lot of critiquing of horrible air checks, but boy, those were some good times back then. Flash forward now about 35 years, believe it or not, and we reconnect over in the Seattle area where I'm now selling real estate with Windermere. Tim happened to be in the market looking for a new house, and I was able to sell him one at the very peak of the market and just before the crash, so horrible timing on that. But the silver lining to this story is that right about at the same time, I'd introduced my wife to Tim, and she said she had this coworker named Victoria that she thought would just be the perfect match to set him up with, and we did. It was, and as they say, the rest is history. It turned out very well. So Merry Christmas, Tim, and to everyone else, and also have a very happy 2017.
Hey, that was awesome. I want to thank everyone who stepped up and chimed in. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank each of you for allowing me to tag along with your journey. Okay, yes, I podcast and I blog my brains out at least once a week at whatastupidnameforawebsite.com. Catchy name, huh? Now, as we make our way through the closing days of this holiday season, I was inspired to write down a description of an incident that helped remind me to appreciate the season a little better. And so I thought I would share my latest blog with you right now in audio form. Every year it happens. We think we've mastered this routine and somehow the holiday season always gets away from you. You get your gift buying done and the cards don't make it out. You get the cards out in time and realize several days before Christmas you never got around to getting a tree. Now, we all have our various holiday checklists, and I'd like to think I've got mine pretty much under control. In fact, to be honest, this year I'm liking how this holiday season is turning out, and I'll pretty much be able to enjoy the final few days before Christmas without panicking. However, no matter how well you think you've got it all under control, there's always something ready to stress you out. It could be a comment from a relative that didn't come out right, a misunderstanding at work, buying an expensive gift for someone who gave you a Jelly of the Month Club card. And it is the gift that keeps on giving the whole year. What I try to do is I try to be on the lookout for the little reminders to keep me calm, to make me realize there's only so much you can do and that our holiday happiness is really an individual responsibility. So, the other day I was trying to blast through the Christmas cards. I hit a really bad batch of envelopes. I mean, come on. I managed to make the annual Christmas letter a reality, printed it out on Christmas paper, got the photos for the family card approved by everyone, over to Costco, printed. So I was on top of it all, and these lousy envelopes were failing me. I'd lick them, I'd close the flap, I'd press hard, and they still wouldn't stick. I figured, what the heck, I'll just grab some scotch tape and force them to close. That'll teach them. Well, I was about a dozen taped envelopes in when I realized there was a strip of paper on the envelope, and if you pull it off, look at that. Adhesive envelopes. You pull off the strip, and they seal up like Fort Knox. Okay, it was time to take a breath. Ask Alexa to play some Christmas music and get back into the season. Again, the holiday is what we allow it to be. You want sad, you can have sad. But if you need a boost, go down to the mall and watch the eyes of those kids waiting in line to meet Santa. We were all there once. We could all be there again. Merry Christmas. And that is going to do it for 2016. Got a new year right around the corner. I'm off to make merry as long as Mary's up for it. Kidding. On behalf of my wife, Victoria, and our ever-growing family, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good laugh. Take care.